52 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the studios this afternoon is Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. She's here to talk about the Backyard Series, which is a monthly presentation at Vermilionville about some aspect of our culture. They very cleverly guide it through the seasons of the year and interesting topics that fit. Although this one doesn't really need any season. It's all seasons.
Absolutely.
Swamp Pop.
Yes.
What a great topic.
I know. I'm really excited we were able to get to it this year. And joining us tomorrow evening will be Rod Bernard and Johnny Allen, both of whom most people will know as some of the singers of the swamp pop era of music back in its heyday. And we're really excited to have them. And Rod's son, Shane, will be the moderator that evening. He wrote a book about 10 years ago on swamp pop. And it'll be fun to see son and father talking about his musical legacy.
Absolutely. Now, we have some of our listeners who perhaps don't really know what swamp pop is. And I must confess that sometimes when people say, well, what is that? It's kind of hard because we all have the sound in our head.
Right.
We can bring up tunes in
you
our
can
head.
Sing it.
And we know it's, you know, has a flavor of Louisiana. But to really describe it, you know, in just a few words, it's kind of hard.
It really is. It's a challenge, I think, for, you know, it's so much easier to identify songs or singers. But it was a movement, you know, here rather localized as rock and roll kind of influenced the local musicians and everything like that. And they wanted to bring that sound in. And they also brought in newer instrument, instruments not necessarily identified with the local music scene, horns and real loud banging pianos, and swamp pop is almost solely sung in English, which mm-hmm. was also mm-hmm. a major difference from the local music at the time. Mm-hmm. It also crossed the racial line, which was, you know, also very telling of the time period of when it was developed, the 50s and into the 60s. But it's also very notable that here in this area, it did kind of bleed across the racial line as both blacks and whites were developing the sound and singing very similar songs.
Mm-hmm. And they have a very particular style, too. You know, when you see photographs of them from that time period, they're really trying to emulate something a little larger on the national scene, but they're very recognizable as Louisiana
Absolutely.
Musicians.
Yes, you've got them in their matching outfits mm-hmm. and haircuts and everything, and very uniform, and with this rock and roll sound that was really mm-hmm. loud and new and easy to dance to as well.
Right, which people love to do around here.
Absolutely.
I know we posted on our Facebook page not too long ago a great photograph of Pete Bergeron. He
yes.
sang in this wonderful little group. And, I mean, he's got the style, the coat, the mm-hmm. the hairdo. And it was a very energetic time for a lot of those young musicians back in the 50s.
Yeah, I think it's very similar to what's going on now mm-hmm. With local music and how the musicians these days are really grasping onto music influences from around the world and current music and pop music, and as well as, you know, the music from our archives, that they're going back and digging back into their roots, as well as incorporating all these newer sounds and influences. And it's a neat time period in Louisiana music.
Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of our listeners know the group Little Band of Gold, which
yes.
is kind of a multi-generational group of people who are quite passionate, musicians who are passionate about swamp pop.
Right. And tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about swamp pop. There will be music clips and things like that, but there won't mm-hmm. be an actual performance.
Okay.
But don't let that deter you. Come and get your fill tomorrow night, and then come back to Vermilionville on Friday for their very first swamp pop night. I think they're hoping to perhaps make it a regular thing on Friday nights at Vermilionville if they can get the crowd out there to dance and enjoy the music. So,
all right. So who are the musicians on Friday?
It's Warren Storm mm-hmm. from Little Band of Gold, and then Willie T. And I can't quite remember. I apologize, but it is, Willie T. and Cypress Band also joining Warren Storm. So it'll be a lot of fun. I know I'll be there.
So get your introduction and learn about the history of swamp pop tomorrow evening at Vermilionville, and then you can dance to it on Friday night.
That's right.
With some great musicians. So tomorrow night it's going to be a presentation like you all usually do. You've got your panel of experts and practitioners.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We have Shane Bernard, who, like I said earlier, is a historian. He's also the archivist out at McIlhenny Corporation on Avery Island. But he wrote a book about 10 years ago on swamp pop. And his father is Rod Bernard, who's a radio personality. Mm-hmm. Some people may listen to him on,
and remember when they're not his listening songs to when they.
And then also joining us will be Johnny Allen.
And Johnny Allen used to do a swamp pop show on KRVS many, many years ago.
Really?
Yes, on Sundays.
Oh, wow.
I think it was 3 to 4 or 4 to 5. And it was extremely popular. And I know his schedule just got too much and he wasn't able to continue doing it. But there was just a surge of listeners at that time when his show came on. I think it was called the Swamp Pop Show. But it was great music. And definitely Lee Kleinpeter infuses a lot of swamp pop in his Born on the Bayou program.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah. So it's still around and people are weaving it into their programs, and definitely a whole new generation of young people are becoming interested in it.
Yes, and hopefully they'll come and join us both Tuesday night and come back on Friday. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And it would be great, too. I know you always encourage people to bring photographs or memories of their experiences with this particular topic. So if they have old photographs or even old albums, perhaps they could bring those.
Yes, absolutely. The Backyard Series is also kind of a tipping point for a jumping off point for us over at the center to conduct field work and further research on these topics. So if you have stories or you have connections to people who, you know, were influential in swamp pop as musicians or as music producers or just, you know, attended every time they could, you know, there was a show in town, we would love to talk to you and hear your stories and everything like that, and maybe come out and interview at a later date. And
Or even if you have sort of signed fan photographs,
right,
you know, any memorabilia.
Anything you would like to share that we could include in the archive for further research would be wonderful and very, very much welcome.
And I'm sure there are many couples around this area who their song was a swamp pop song, maybe back in the 50s or so. Come and share that and, you know, talk with other people who have those same and, you know, very strong memories of swamp pop.
Yeah, we get a little swamp pop revival going on here in town.
Exactly. Now, I know Vermilionville just had an extremely successful day yesterday, and the Center for Louisiana Studies was involved in that. You honored the Michauds, and there was this great Acadian Culture Day with a lot of people, I think over 1,000 people.
That's right. It was a very successful event, very good for Vermilionville, really. I had a great time out there yesterday, despite the weather.
Quite good. And Dr. Michael Martin, who is the director of the Center for Louisiana Studies, introduced the Michaud family. And Cheryl Castile, who does the exchange here on KRVS, interviewed the Michaud family about their legacy and the variety of activities and interests of the different members of the family. So it was quite a wonderful use of Vermilionville. That was in the Performance Center. Is this presentation going to be in the Performance Center as well?
Yes, we'll be in the Performance Center tomorrow evening. In fact, for the rest of the year, we will be in the Performance Center, with the exception of December. We'll be in the cooking school. We've kind of allocated December for our cooking demo. We cap out off the series every year with the cooking demo in the cooking school. And we have Barry Ancelet and Chef Pat Mould joining us, and they cook and talk and tell stories.
It's quite
then
a
we
show.
And then everybody gets samples of what they've cooked in front of us.
Well, now, I'm sure there's some people who can't attend all of the Backyard Series programs. I think you have them archived on your website.
Well, we haven't got them all uploaded just yet, but we are preparing the video. We've got the last 7 fully edited, and we have some of the older ones also. And we do have it all available. If you come into the office, you're welcome to view it. We can also make copies for you. And we should have the video loaded probably by the end of the month.
Okay. And for those people who might be interested in searching the archives for swamp pop, do you have quite a bit in the archives?
Yes. Well, we do. We have some versions of some old radio shows that highlighted swamp pop. We also have interviews. We have Shane Bernard's interviews from his field work on his swamp pop book. So we do have all of that. We have Susan Silver's collection, which we focused on swamp pop. We have copies of John Brovin's field work materials from when he wrote South to Louisiana. And there's a few other collections I know that do have a heavy amount of swamp pop material. And not all of, I can't remember all those names right
well,
now.
Well, if but you're cultivating.
Please come and delve into it, please, and remind me of what I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, anytime something becomes of renewed interest, you certainly have people who want to listen to it, mm-hmm. dance to it, but then there are all these, budding young folklorists who want to study it further. And certainly, as you mentioned, John Brovin and Shane Bernard certainly paving that way and discovering more about it. So lots in the archives mm-hmm. at the Center for Louisiana Studies. You can find out more about Swamp Pop. And a good place to start would be tomorrow evening at Vermilionville. What time does that start?
We'll get started about 6:30, but the doors open around 6 and food is available right after the doors open. So you can come in and visit and get something to eat and get settled. And then we'll get started right around 6:30. It goes usually about 8, 8:30, depending on how things are going with the evening and sometimes the weather.
Absolutely.
We'll, get people out the door a little quicker if it's nasty outside. But we want everybody to come out and it's always a family-friendly event. We encourage people to bring the entire family. There's, like I said, there's food available, so you can actually have dinner mm-hmm. at Vermilionville with us and, just kind of knock things off your list for mm-hmm. the day.
And it is early, even though school has started, it's at 6 o'clock, so lots of time for homework as well.
And it's free. I forgot mm-hmm. to, I forget that part. The Backyard Series is free.
It is free. Every month it is free. So what do you have coming up next month in September?
Oh, September, we have Louisiana and Film. Fact and fiction. That'll be fun.
Mm.
So we'll talk about...
Who's going to be leading that discussion?
Well, I haven't got everybody booked yet, so I don't want to give anything away, but it'll be a lot of fun. We hope to have people who have done both documentaries and major motion pictures and mm-hmm. can talk about the differences in presenting Louisiana in a documentary type format as opposed to, something that's more for mass consumption and, mm-hmm. and things like that. So
a lot of passionate people on that subject.
I know. I think it will be a quite lively conversation in September. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
And in October, right around Festivals Acadien, we'll be talking about the Lomax's field work in Louisiana. We do have copies of all the Library of Congress material gathered by the Lomaxes when they were in this area. And that includes both audio and video. So that is available to researchers if they do come visit the office.
Right. And I know people who listen to Megan Brown's program, the Encore program, often hear some of those wonderful mm-hmm. collections on her show.
Yeah.
And that's early Saturday morning at 7 and then on Sundays at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
They can hear that.
Yeah. And then just real quick, in November, we're doing a homemade instrument workshop. We'll be doing cigar box fiddles, wash tub basses. I won't be able to get the wash tubs available, but I will have lots and lots of supplies for cigar box fiddles and some of the other kinds of smaller instruments that we can get materials.
Maybe somebody
for.
Could bring their own wash tub.
If you bring your wash tub, we'll help you make
a broomstick or whatever.
We'll help you put it together, definitely. But it will be a workshop type event, and we'll have a lot of supplies there. But if there's something rather specific that you want to make, you might need to bring your own supplies in November. But we have plenty of time to talk about that and work it out.
Right. Well, take a look at the CSET website, and you can mm-hmm. bookmark it and find out what's coming up. But you can also go to Facebook, and if you like Backyard Series on Facebook or CSET on...
Well, it's the CSET. Center for Cultural and Ecotourism on Facebook, and then we just list the Backyard Series as events on that page.
Okay, and I guess you'll get reminders each month
right.
when they're coming up as well.
Yeah.
So a good place to like. That's the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you have just tuned in, my guest is Jennifer Ritter Guidry with CSET, here talking about their Backyard Series. The next presentation is tomorrow evening, 6:30, and it is on Swamp Pop. So a great subject, one a lot of us enjoy. We love the music, certainly. And this is a good way to find out more about it and see where it fits into our culture. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Judith.
Wanting to get over you, but never trying to get you off my mind.
KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
What's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tickets are available now for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's two series this coming fall, the Masterworks Concert Series and the Chamber Music Series. Ticket information is on their website, acadianasymphony.org. Also at that website is information about the Conservatory of Music and the classes being offered. Classes start on Monday, August 20th, a week from today. And we'll be speaking with Mariusz Smoly later on this week about the Conservatory and the Symphony. Upcoming two series. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, on display are several exhibits that will be continuing through the month of August, including Faith and Form, which is a collection of fine art and decorative art from area churches, cathedrals, and private collections. Also, the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey collection from his time spent in Egypt as the American ambassador to Egypt during the 40s and 50s. Those artifacts are on display at the Hilliard. A collection of work by artist Cora Kelly Ward, who is from Eunice but spent her professional life in New York. She was born in 1920 and moved up to New York and went to school and painted there. And the family donated her work to the Hilliard, and there is a collection of her work on display now. Tonight on LPB, the documentary Louisiana, 200 Years of Statehood. It's part of the statewide celebration of the 200th anniversary of Louisiana joining the Union as a state. It's narrated by New Orleans native Harry Connick Jr., and the documentary was produced by Tika Loden, Al Godoy, and Charles Richard. That's tonight on LPB at 7 o'clock. It will stream also, and there will be subtitles en français. So if you'd like to read about it in French, you can watch the documentary and read the subtitles in French if you'd like. The Center for Cultural and Ecotourism continues its free backyard lecture series tomorrow at Vermilionville. Tomorrow's topic is Swamp Pop, Louisiana's response to rock and roll. It was in the concert halls in the 50s and 60s here in Louisiana. Dr. Shane Bernard will be leading the panel discussion, and it will include Johnny Allen and Rod Bernard as well. It's a free program tomorrow night at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. It starts at 6:30. Auditions for Beau Geste by James Sherman, directed by Bruce Cohn, will take place at Cité des Arts tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Special arrangements may be made with Bruce Cohn if necessary. You can call him at 337-984-0754. Performances of Beau Geste will be October 5th through October 14th at Cité des Arts. It's a romantic comedy. Again, auditions tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 8 at Cité des Arts. The Eunice Players Theater continues auditions for its next play on Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson on Wednesday, August 15th at the theater in Eunice, 121 South 2nd Street. It's again in Eunice, 6:30 to 8 on Wednesday, August 15th. The Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserves Prairie Acadian Cultural Center will host the exhibit Becoming Louisiana, The Path to Statehood that will be open on August 16th and run through September 27th. The exhibit was created by curator Herman Meir, graphic designer Kate Ferry, and Louisiana historian Charles Elliott. That will be at the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center in Eunice. The annual McNeese Theater Roundup will be held on Thursday, August 16th in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater and Grand Gallery. It starts at 5:30. Everyone is invited to meet the theater program faculty and receive information about the season's productions, auditions, and technical work. That's Thursday on the McNeese campus, 5:30 in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater. Cajuns for Bayou Teche will be holding a Bayou Teche cleanup this Saturday, August 18th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Blake Cuvion is asking volunteers, friends, and families to meet at the Arnaville boat launch. You can bring your motorboats to help clean up. Close to 50 tons of trash and debris have been pulled out of Bayou Teche in the 4 years the organization has been volunteering its time. Volunteers with motorboats are needed to make the effort possible, but kayaks and canoes are also encouraged. Drinks and garbage bags will be provided. For more information, you can go to their website or contact Blake Cuvion at 230-8596. That's this Saturday, 9 o'clock at the Arnaville Boat Launch. The Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana and the Lake Charles Convention and Visitors Bureau will be holding the annual Arts and Crabs Fest this Saturday, August 18th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Civic Center Exhibition Hall. Lots of music, including Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. For more information, you can go to the Arts and Humanities Council website or the Lake Charles Convention and Visitors Bureau. Cité des Arts presents the improv hypnotist Flip Orley on Saturday, August 18th. His performance begins at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available through Cité des Arts. And the Free to Breathe Run Walk will take place on Saturday, August 18th. For more information, you can go to that website, freetobreathe.org. The Louisiana Choral Foundation in Lake Charles will begin on their season by having auditions for Les Petits Voix, the Choral Foundation's children's choir. Auditions will be Monday, August 20th. New singers are invited to audition by calling at 912-8592 or go to the Louisiana Choral Foundation's website. Regular season rehearsals begin on Monday, August 27th at the Lake Charles Boston Academy of Learning. Also, the Louisiana Choral Foundation's Masterworks Chorale begins rehearsals for their American Tapestry season on Monday, August 20th at the University United Methodist Church's choir room. For more information, again, please call the Louisiana Choral Foundation in Lake Charles at 491-9348. And for information on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button or the program button and finding out more about our weekly schedule or individual programs. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you go to an individual program, just click on it and it will list all of the various episodes of those programs. And you can click on the Listen to Now, listen to archived shows, or you can download them for listening to later on. That's all at krvs.org. And if you would like to support KRVS, you can do that securely at our website. Just click on the support button and find out the many ways that you can support KRVS, either through program underwriting, becoming a member of KRVS, perhaps joining our Cypress Lake Circle, or donating a vehicle, a car, a truck, a boat, a motorcycle. It's a great way to get it out of your life, and it's a really good way to give it a second life, helping KRVS. On our homepage, there's a red button that says Donate Your Vehicle. Just click on that, and you can fill out information about that vehicle and send it in and someone will get back to you, or you can call the toll-free number that's on that page once you click on the button, or just call us and we'll help you through the process. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And on Mondays, beginning at 7, it's our evening of opera with World of Opera. That goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Cecil Doyle's Sounds Unusual. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.